Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery. This is Anne. Today I have Sarah Nye and Callie Smith, two of the three co-founders of Determined to Rise, which is a nonprofit that provides in-person retreats and events for women in trauma. And we decided to officially partner with them because our missions are very similar, but we do two different things. I'm really excited to have Sarah and Callie on the call with me today. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Sarah, your first event was in Bear Lake, Utah. It was the fall of 2017. Can you tell me why you decided to start Determined to Rise?
We decided to start Determined to Rise because we'd realized that there weren't really events out there for us that were as big as we wanted, as inclusive as we wanted, for the price point that we wanted, and with as many professional aspects as we wanted. And so we just felt like we might be able to do it better, and we thought we'd go ahead and give it a try.
Well, I had three women from my local group here that I meet with in person go to your event, and they absolutely love it. And that was my first inkling of, hey, I want to partner with these guys because they do such a great job. Callie, what surprised you about the first event?
It surprised me that we were able to pull it off at such a large scale. We had so many women there. I think we had 82 women, and we were just three women trying to pull off this huge event. It surprised me that we were able to get the speakers that we did. We got high caliber therapists and professionals. We were able to do crafts and meals. The connection that these women had with each other was something that we wanted to create. Not that it was surprising, but it was very rewarding to see those connections form.
So I just want to add here that Sarah and Callie are trauma survivors themselves. So this is a retreat by trauma survivors for betrayal trauma survivors who have experienced so many of the things that we all have experienced. So Sarah, what surprised you about the first retreat?
The thing that surprised me is I went into this retreat knowing that we were going to provide a lot of connection, a lot of fun, a lot of emotional processing. But what I didn't expect was the lives that we were able to change. Some of these women I'm still in contact with, and they continue to update me on how their lives have changed since the retreat, how their confidence has grown, how they've been able to learn to implement boundaries in their lives, and how they feel better than ever. And that's not something I anticipated. That really surprised me. There was one woman in particular who almost didn't come to the retreat. I actually had to talk to her three times on the phone before the retreat to calm some of her fears, you know, because it could be scary to put yourself out there and to connect with strangers, but it's so good. It was so good for everybody there. And that's what she said. She said, you know, I came out of my shell, I showed up, and it changed my life. And I still talk to her all the time, and she's just doing better and better and better. She was actually chronically ill before the retreat, not able to walk. She had to have help to get around. And now she's living on her own. She's happy. She's active again. She's healthy. It tears me up a little every time I talk to her because that's something that literally changed somebody's life for the better. And I didn't expect that.
I love when women who have been through betrayal trauma and have been abused get together and feel the strength and the beauty that all of us have. For some reason, it just helps to see other women who are smart and beautiful and capable and who have been through similar things and think, okay, this isn't me. This is not my fault. And this is something that I can recover from. Yeah. So Callie, tell me about the retreat you have planned for March.
In March, we have a big retreat planned down in southern Utah over by Zion's National Park. We are currently having people enroll. It's going to be on March 2nd through 4th. And it's called the Warrior Within You Retreat. And we're going to do things like self-defense classes and archery classes, different kinds of events to empower the warrior within each of us. We again have a high caliber of therapists and professionals to come and talk. And we're very excited.
If you do not live in Utah and you don't know anything about Utah, you could fly into Salt Lake City or you could fly into Las Vegas and rent a car. It's about a 3-4 hour drive from either place. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours and 15 minutes either direction. And we also have carpools available from both Salt Lake City, Idaho, Arizona, Las Vegas. We have a whole carpool page set up just for people to connect who would like to ride together and share the gas.
That's great. It's also fun to get to know new people and play carpool karaoke.
Yeah, there's actually a 15-passenger van headed up from Arizona. So it's going to be, that one's going to be a fun one. Everything that is included includes lodging, food, all of the workshops, all of the classes, a t-shirt, a gift, a swag bag. We want to make sure that everybody feels just as included as everybody else at the events. And so for what you're getting for the price is amazing. These speakers are really great speakers. Jeff Stewart is our keynote speaker for this one coming up in March. He is one of the founders of the Southern Utah chapter of the Utah Coalition Against Pornography. He was just so excited to come do that for us. And he's actually going to be staying the whole weekend just to hang out with the women and talk to them and give them guidance one-on-one with no extra charge. That's pretty big in and of itself.
I will be down there. We're going to do a giveaway. Women, when they come, they can enter our giveaway for one of our free AppSats coaching sessions.
Yes, thank you.
So, Callie, for locals in Utah and hopefully for locals all over the country eventually, Determined to Rise provides self-care nights.
We try to do one every other month or so. It's just on a smaller scale rather than an overnight retreat. We do a self-care night at a smaller location or at someone's home. We can just kind of sit with each other, get to know each other, and connect. It's a really good opportunity for people who don't really have those connections to be able to come and make a friend or talk to somebody, just put themselves out there. And it's not necessarily all about recovery or anything like that. It's just about connecting with women who are more or less in your situation or can empathize with your situation. And we've done things like paint night, where we brought in someone to teach us how to paint a painting. We've done a Valentine's night. We've all come to someone's house and just did a big game and treat night. We try to do these every other month, and they're a really good experience for everybody. We've had a lot of really good feedback.
Even before you start thinking, okay, how am I going to recover from this? Just being around other women who you can be honest with, and they react appropriately. They give you a hug. They tell you they're sorry. They're not like, oh, really? What did you do? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe if you lost a few pounds, you know, some crazy thing that we've all heard from someone who wasn't safe.
Yeah.
We don't say stuff like that because we know what it's like.
I think at the first retreat, that was the thing that was so powerful for me, was being around 80 something other women who just got it. I didn't have to put on a mask. I didn't have to pretend. I didn't have to hold back or try to be anybody that I wasn't. I could just be myself. I could talk about the hard things, or I could not. And it was okay because they just understood either not wanting to talk or wanting to share. That synergy that you feel when you're surrounded by that many women who get it, it's like a buzz in air. Like, it was tangible. You could just feel this energy of belonging and connection and comfort. I've never felt it in any other way. It's such an amazing feeling.
I had a lot of women tell me that same thing, that just the feeling in the room, just being in that environment with so many women was just so powerful to them.
We could talk or not talk for hours and still have stuff to talk or not talk about.
Yeah. And I did want to add too, you know, our first two events have been in Utah, but we do want to branch out. The plan is to eventually be able to take this to everybody who needs it, to have it close enough that anybody who needs it can have it. So if people have ideas about locations where there might be enough interest to do an event on this scale, they're more than welcome to email us and start that conversation about where this is needed and how. Because that is the ultimate goal, is to be able to include everybody.
The website is determinedtorise.org. Sarah's email is available there if you click on their contact button. Those of you familiar with the podcast, when you go to their site, you'll see that our podcast is on their site because we provide two different resources for the same mission. We provide the coaching services and support calls and support groups online, as well as a podcast and the transcription of the podcast on our website. We don't do anything in person. And Determined to Rise is providing that in-person, like real life, face-to-face, actual, you know, you can give someone a hug contact, which is also so important. So if you're interested in getting involved with that, please email Sarah from their contact page. Sarah and Callie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. I will see you guys soon in March. I'll be down there, and I'm just so grateful for all of the good work that you do with your nonprofit. Women all over the world are doing such exciting things to help each other. And as we all get stronger, there is an army of healthy women, and we're going to change the world together. It's really exciting. When I started Betrayal Trauma Recovery, I knew that all our services would be online because women are so isolated. It's so difficult to get out of the house because of childcare or because of your location or because of all kinds of different factors that make it very difficult for women in this situation to get out of their homes. I know you need in-person contact, but in the meantime, please join the Betrayal Trauma Recovery Club, where we have a session every single weekday and two on Tuesdays where you can interact with women online. These are face-to-face meetings. You'll see their face. You can talk to them. They just happen to be on a computer rather than in person. Also, schedule a support call with one of our coaches. Our support groups run differently than any other groups you'll see. We do have days and times when they run, so you can see, oh, okay, this is going to run on Monday. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern. But it doesn't start until it fills. Right now, we have women enrolled in the workbook study Facing Heartbreak. That one is very inexpensive. It's 16 weeks. It's $320. Coach Ray runs that group. We also have Setting and Holding Boundaries that is going to be on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. We have women signed up for Healing My Self-Worth and Self-Image, which is just a one-session group with Coach Sarah, which is very powerful. And then Coach Kat's group. So I have Betrayal Trauma Now What, where Coach Kat takes you through the betrayal trauma healing stages and helps women understand perhaps where they are and where they need to go. We have an awesome opportunity where Coach Ray is going to be co-facilitating a group called How Do I Protect and Heal My Children with Dr. Jill Manning. They will be facilitating that group together. So that will be on Saturday, March 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. That does have a particular start date because of Dr. Manning's schedule. You know, I created the Betrayal Trauma Recovery Checklist to save women from 7 to 30 years of pain and heartache. And it's right on that homepage. I've had so many women say, I wish I would have found you 10 years ago. I wish I would have found you 20 years ago. My life would have been different. Please let people know about that checklist and let them know about us. The healing process does take a long time. And we recommend that women start with Betrayal Trauma Recovery Club. It's the most inexpensive way to get out of isolation and get the support that you're looking for. Purchase the support call package and then look at our different groups and see where you are and which topics would work for you. Thank you always to those of you who have rated us on iTunes or any of the other podcasting apps that you use. Every single rating that you give us or every comment that you put on the BTR site increases our search engine rankings and helps women who are isolated find us. Women are searching online for this, and I don't want them to find 7 ways to better communicate with your spouse. I want them to find the truth that they are not at fault, that they are beautiful and loved, and they can set boundaries to find the peaceful life that they need and deserve. Until next week, stay safe out there.